This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, man, it's hard to be too dramatic with stuff that's crazy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you'd have told me 25 years ago when I first got politically active that we'd be seeing open George Soros attempted to overthrow the U.S. with the collaborator media trying to start a race war, I'd have told you you were nuts. Peter Schiff's coming up in a little while to break down the economy. Boy, that guy's been dead on. We're taking your phone calls right now on the situation. Let's go to Terry in Utah. Terry, what is your take on this? I mean, is Obama and George Soros not openly hyping this? Is Soros not funding it? I mean, if I ran around organizing some group that was running around saying kill police, I'd be arrested and I should. Is George Soros not the author of this? And are they trying to escalate civil unrest?
Yes, they are. I wanted to call and thank you for what you had talked about 15 years ago about preparations for this time that would come. We have done all the preparations that you suggested, and I thank you very much. We have stocked up on everything that you mentioned, and I hope everybody else will listen and do the same thing.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I've always been prepared because I know collapse could happen any time in a fiat system, but I always thought, oh, we're going to avert it. I'm losing sleep. People see me around here, man. I'm getting the firearms ready, the food, the whole nine yards, but the wells, the solar stuff. I mean, the solar panels just aren't hanging off the side of the house now. I've got them plugged in using them. And it's because I don't have the money to run to New Zealand like all these people, and I'm not going to run either, but I'm telling you, I legitimately am got... I mean, my spirit is just like on fire right now. I can feel, look, we ain't seen nothing yet. Obama or the globalists can set off a freaking nuke to blame it on patriots or something. I'm telling you, they're going for broke. It's just like the sword, to use the allegory, the analogy, before, you know, the New York Times says I'm serious. You know, they've actually done that, or liberal publications or whatever. You know, where you got the sword sting when goblins are nearby or whatever, it glows blue. I mean, my sword is just on fire glowing blue right now. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I know hundreds of military that are doing exactly what you suggested 15 years ago. And they all thank you for the preparations and the warnings. It's all here. And I hope people understand that our lives are very important. And if we don't prepare, Infowars.com has given us so much that we've got for preparations. And I really thank you so much.
Well, brother, we're all in this together. The more people awake, the more people we got a shot. So this is pure self-preservation, but thank you. We're in this together. Their whole attack profile is about us being dependent on them. So all I know is I looked around and I really wasn't that prepared. And so I'm just saying whatever people can do, get prepared. The most important thing is having friends you can count on. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I sold everything I had to make sure that I was prepared for the future.
Let me ask you this question. Hopefully we can avert this by big enough awakening. Is there a chance in your gut that they could bite off more than they can chew, jump the shark, and this whole thing backfires on them?
I hope it does, but I have a feeling that it's going to get worse.
I just know it's crazy for Obama. We played the clip earlier to come out and say we need to reform the police and imply that somehow that's what made them get shot. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, they made the police the way they are. They wanted them to be violent. They wanted them to cause unrest.
Well, there are some crazy paramilitary police, like the cops in Albuquerque shooting that homeless guy. And then they, you know, there's the squad car audio where he goes, "I'm gonna kill this guy for fun." Yeah, they shouldn't be hiring psychopaths. And then there are some really bad cops. It's true. But again, are police killing 980 people a year? Is that the number one issue in the country?
No.
I mean, yeah, they're aborting 3 or 4 million kids a year. 10,000 plus people, you know, die every year falling in the shower. I mean, it's just most of those police shootings are justified. And so I'm not, I shouldn't even have to be talking about it. I appreciate your call. It's just, I'm in the statistics, folks. And Flesh-eating bacteria are killing hundreds of thousands of people a year. I almost had it eat my leg off 6 years ago. I've had family die from it. That's an issue, okay?
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we're not rolling over to the globalist program here. They want to fight? We're sworn to give it. And we're just getting the battle space ready. If this thing goes hot right now. We've got their profile. We know their attack plan. Folks, listen to us. We'll stop them. But you got to admit there's a world government. You got to admit it's out to destroy this country. You got to admit it wants to destroy prosperity. You got to admit it wants to sow racial division. You got to admit it wants to empower radical Islam to take over. I just do not have the rhetoric to describe how bad things are, how serious and how grave. I mean, I was in the bathroom during the break, brushing my teeth after I ate lunch, and I just looked in the mirror, and I was just like, oh, my God, it's worse than we thought it was. And like every other criminal system of the past, the elite can't help it. They just got to have full power. They're going for broke. And the other elite that aren't that corrupt are just intimidated and don't know what to do and are covering their butts. And that may have kept them in power before when things were more stable. You're going to be destroyed, establishment, with what you've turned loose. This is crazy town. And that's why so many billionaires are heading for the hills. We told you about that 6-7 years ago. It's in the news every day now. We got Peter Schiff coming up. I'm going right back to your phone calls right now, but I need to go to a few of these calls. But look at this video that I shot last night. Putin issues desperate warning of World War III. He issued that 3 weeks ago, and we mentioned it then. It got no coverage in the West, so I did this video with new warnings. And the video went up last night at like 8 o'clock at night. It's only got 117,000 views. If I put out a video of a stupid cop or a bad cop beating some innocent person, it gets 8 million, 10 million views. And by the way, then we would make thousands of dollars off that clip on YouTube. You know what I do now? I'm not covering up for the police. When there's some horrible video of the cops, we know everyone else has it. We're not posting it, and we're not making money off of it. And I'll tell you why. Because it's already saturated. It's already seen everywhere. It's already pushing into the plan to get us all killing each other. And creating racism. That's what multiculturalism, leftism does. All it does is hype differences and then make everybody think that everybody's screwing each other over. I mean, we do cover some of the bad police stuff. We do show it, but I don't even want to watch this stuff anymore because I understand the statistics and I know they're misrepresenting it to totally everybody at each other's throats. I'll tell you what I do go watch, though. I do watch the new abortion videos. I do watch the new undercover videos. I don't want to look at those either, but man, you know what? We air them here, even though it's offensive. And people don't like it. I don't like it either. In fact, that's not an accurate statement. We don't play them. I don't really play a lot of them on my show anymore. That's all I used to do. And it's like a cheap trick or something, you know? And I'm just not going to be part of it. I'm going to go to your phone calls. There's two clips I want to play first, and I'm going right to them. This is Obama again. He goes after the guns. I got a couple of these clips. Yeah, he brings up racial issues, all of it. And he's been doing this all week leading up to the shooting because of a major media push to change the subject off the foreign banks that have taken the country over and are screwing 99.9% of us. I mean, I tell you, I got poor white family, and I've been in poor black folks' houses. They're the same people. And the weird thing is I can't even hate dumb people anymore. I just feel sorry for them because I know how stupid they are. This guy that went and killed these cops, he thought he was a hero. He thought he was standing up for something because the media had literally brainwashed him. Dallas cops are saying, we don't know how you do something like this. You know how you do it? When you got the president and Al Sharpton and Google saying, yeah, we need to reform the police after this shooting. All that does is encourage it. It's the power of the media. Before they advertised cigarettes to women, less than 1% smoked cigarettes. As soon as they started pushing advertisements to get women to smoke cigarettes, it went to over half in 2 years. Read the advertising books. I have. Well, you advertise kill cops? That's going to happen. And that'll tell you the type of people we've got running this country. That's why I'm so angry. It's why I'm so aggressive these days. I should not be like that with my family or my crew because I am just so serious as a man now. I don't play games anymore because I'm telling you, I can feel it getting closer. I can see it. I know it intellectually, but man, let me tell you, my gut is just like, whoa, whoa. So I'm telling you, stuff's getting ready to happen that is going to make everything you've seen so far look like a joke. And you notice it's all ramping up. This thing hadn't even launched yet. And you're right, I'm trying to scare you to get you into motion because I'm trying to scare myself. I kick myself in the butt all the time going, what are you doing? Get your butt in here. All right, I'm going to go to Will, Joe, and others. Let's play this clip of Obama. Here it is.
When incidents like this occur, there's a big chunk of our fellow citizenry that feels as if because of the color of their skin, they are not being treated the same. And that hurts. And that should trouble all of us.
Does it hurt as much as 52% of blacks being chopped up in the womb? Does it hurt as much as the government shipping the drugs into the community at the federal level? Does it hurt as much as the black unemployment doubling or the Great Society with LBJ, the guy you say is great, saying, I'm going to have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 100 years. We're going to give them welfare and break up their families. Because the black communities, I'm not defending segregation, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. When my dad was a kid, the nicest areas of town that were big, there were rich areas that were white, but they were small. The nicest areas when I go into town were the black areas. Their own hotels, their own cleaners, their own restaurants, everybody wearing suits. All of it blown away in decades of weaponized media, and it's happened to everybody right now. In the 1920s and 30s and 40s, look it up, black households had lower illegitimacy than white households. Now it's upwards of 90%. And that's the same plan for they beta tested it on the black Americans. And now it's being beta tested on everybody, and we better wake up to it. Obama is a known predator. He's the black face on the New World Order, as we said in the Obama deception. Let's go ahead and talk to Will. And then we're gonna go to Joe first, because Will's on another subject of BLM, but we'll get to him. Joe in North Carolina, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just a son of a police officer, and been in a police family all my life, and I just don't understand how people don't understand they're important as far as in the community. Somebody shoots somebody as a mistake. I mean, we got, 350 million people in this country, and you have two shootings, and people are surprised, like, that is, not going to happen.
Sir, you get one shark attack in California, and they'll tell you for the whole season, half the people don't get in the water, so they don't show up and buy snow cones or go to hotels. Beach communities have gone bankrupt over one shark attack, sir. It's the same phenomena.
Exactly, and I mean, with the police officers, I've watched what my brother does. I mean, he just had a kid himself, and he's given up everything. He works all the time. All he does is help people. All they do for the majority of police officers is just help people. There's a few bad apples. There's bad car salesmen. There's bad everything.
What there is bad governments in many cases over them, so there are issues. But the point is, it's a total distraction, a total diversion. Where do you think all this is going?
Well, I mean, hell, I would hope you would be focusing on, what Putin is saying with talking about world war, diseases rampant throughout the world. I mean, how about we focus on things that matter, not things that are, made up, by this stuff.
Exactly. If my children are in school and they've got an illegal next to them that's got TB and my kids get it, I'm going to be really pissed. And I'm going to be pissed. Why wasn't the little illegal given medical care? That's exactly. We got thousands of people dying a month from TB. Diseases are exploding, and nothing's being done about it. Because our government is literally at the top trying to destroy the country. That isn't words, folks. That's what is happening. Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to some other folks about this situation in Texas. Let's talk to Dave in New York, then Nelson, Will, Victor, and others. Dave, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I want to tie the Mercedes-Benz that was fleeing with the duffel bags in it back to when your reporters or yourself were in Ferguson, I believe, and one of you was talking about these guys in their Mercedes or BMWs or whatever. And
yeah, no, Joe Biggs caught people with Molotov cocktails, delivering them to the snot-nosed white leaders that were Soros-funded, running around leading the whole deal, and the police were ordered to stand down and let them throw Molotov cocktails.
Somebody that complained because Soros owed him $5,000 or something, and wait, he hit.
Yeah, well, this is how this works. This is why I wouldn't be a cop. I see somebody throwing a Molotov cocktail at innocent people, I'm going to kick their ass. I'm not going to follow orders to stand down and let somebody throw Molotov cocktails at people. And that's a problem. I tell you, the cops' biggest problem is they follow orders that are dereliction of duty. And I don't, and people are like, well, you've never been a cop, you don't know. No, I know history and I know. If I see, I'm going to skip this break. I mean, what do you do if you see somebody about to commit a crime and assault someone? I don't care what my boss tells me. I'm going to defend them. That's not rocket science, is it, Dave?
No, it's not. And we'd all like to think we'd do the same thing, and I do believe I would too. But what I wanted to get a point was, if that's on film where the guy's complaining, any of that's on film about not being paid by Soros, you want to get a little clip, start with that, then put point, point, bang, bang, and then put show them, whether they got their Mercedes there and then the one where they're driving away. So, these are Soros's,
when we had the local Mal Brigade slash devil worshiper slash communist, this is self-avowed, showing up, they were driving in like brand new $80,000 Jaguars.
There's got to be a way for Drudge to pick up a little video, not a real long thing, but that we'll get from that point up to where this came out now. Snap, snap, snap. So the person that doesn't have a long attention span could see what you were describing earlier, whether it's Molotov cocktails or the aforementioned, wanting the money from Soros.
Sure, people mentioned Soros hadn't paid me this week. Great point. You can go to the Federal Elections Commission. You can go read the charitable donations. You can see all the money he's engaged in. I just ask myself, how is this guy walking around free? I just do not get it. Because he's such an arch criminal. He's got all the connections. He can get away with anything. We're going to go back to your calls after Schiff leaves us. We're going to get him on the line right now. Peter Schiff, talk about what's happening in the economy and more. Get my Deutsche Bank news stories here to break those down. Just briefly, we need your support more than ever. Everybody knows this is a critical time in history. Everybody that listens knows I'm all in. I'm hiring more camera people, more crew. But people see them here. You see us covering things live all over the country, all over the world, deploying people. This is not inexpensive. I am totally committed. And so far, every time I up what we're doing and work even harder, more funds comes in to supply it. Talk about Providence. I thank you for your prayers as well. We're also running now the biggest discounts ever on optics, on non-GMO seeds, on the high-quality storable foods, on Survival Shield X2. It's about to sell out 20% off. That's with discounts like 10% off with auto ship and free shipping on orders $50 or more. You compound these specials. They are simply staggering. And the profit we do make makes this broadcast and what we do possible. It will end Monday. Some things like X2 has to end sooner because it's about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com. But 10% off all the supplements, all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. Hillary for Prison shirts are retail. I normally sell them for, like $10 or whatever. They're $19.95, so we make like, $14 a piece. So I can pay to put aircraft in the skies at the DNC and RNC saying Hillary for prison and Hillary is a criminal. And it's going to have a big effect. We already have companies backing out because they're scared of Hillary. But now we got companies taking action that are going to basically give us discounts to put even more aircraft in. Again, we are fighting as hard as we can. An example to others. I want to thank you all for your support. We have a lot of big specials. Independence week now, not just day. Mega sales ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Independence Day mega specials have extended for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com will be ending soon. 20% off Survival Shield X2. 24% off all storable foods. 20% off Alexa Pure water filters and ProPure. 20% off all shortwave radios. That's solar, crank power. 20% off non-GMO survival heirloom seeds. All of this across the board. 10% off on top of that. With auto ship, 10% off on the nutraceuticals on top of that. We're all in, folks. G-Shock watches, optics, just rifle scopes, all the best. We've got a bunch of former Special Forces folks that are distributors for us that get us the very best deals on G-Shock watches, scopes, everything from Steiner to you name it. A lot of our products are lower than Amazon. So that's what it comes down to. Free market all the way, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, later in the hour, we'll go back to more of your calls. I'll talk to Peter Schiff, head of Euro-Pacific Capital, billions under management. I'll talk to him about what he thinks is going to happen with the whole Black Lives Matter. Clearly, Obama's trying to destabilize the country. Clearly, Google and the media are pushing this, saying it's the police's fault, basically. They need to reform. So a cop does something bad in another state, maybe. So let's go shoot, 20 cops and kill 5 of them. I mean, this is really bizarre to see them going into high gear. How does this tie into things? A lot of elites are moving into bunkers. They're buying armored fortresses. That's even in mainstream news. What is happening currently? We've seen the Brexit take place. We see Deutsche Bank sell $1 billion of debt to boost capital. We see the Saudis having to go borrow money. We see the Deutsche Bank's stock going way down. Some say that could trigger something really massive. Well, our guest predicted gold would start going back up. He predicted that we would basically see much of what is now unfolded. And so he joins us with an update on that. But, I mean, first off, Peter Schiff, the situation with the war on police. I mean, you and I are libertarians. We've been against a lot of police state stuff. We're against corrupt things the feds are doing. My God, your dad died as a political prisoner and in federal prison this year. Erwin Schiff, a legend for his free speech. I mean, in prison for a book he wrote. So we're certainly not candy-coating things. But what is Obama and Hillary endorsing Black Lives Matter, an admitted communist group? All these Twitter lets people go on and say, kill cops. If you or I did that, we'd be arrested. What's going on here?
Well, you remember, she's got to always play to the Democratic base. She's got to make sure to check all the box of all the various constituencies. You know, they're all special interests, and they're all vying for their own extra, you know, protection, all these various interest groups. And so she's got to continue to play into that. And so she, you know, she can't condemn anything that might alienate any of these core constituents from these specially protected groups.
And so Obama just has to say, quote, U.S. police must reform. I mean, if people engage in terrorism and then you do what they say, doesn't that just encourage more terrorism?
Well, I mean, obviously terrorism isn't going away. And I think a lot of the things that we do is kind of, you know, the equivalent of waving a flag at a bull. But, you know, it's all for these guys. It's more about politics. It's more about how to use this crisis to our advantage, you know, how to exploit it. It's not so much about the crisis itself and the damage, but how can they utilize this to their own political advantage? And that's what's so, you know, horrible about politics.
By the way, since you say that, here is Al Sharpton admitting the whole police thing is about federalizing them. Here's that clip.
Right, all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We're going to have to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
So there he is, federalize the police. What do you make of that?
Well, we already have a federal police force, and I don't want any more of those federal police. I mean, you know, that's a bigger problem. You know, Al Sharpton is always there. He always gets himself in the middle of any controversy and stokes the fire.
Well, federal police killed your dad. I mean, on record, pretty much, wouldn't give him medical care and stuff. And so, but you're not going to randomly go out and just shoot some cop, are you?
I like the way he says, well, you know, I guess not all the police are bad. You know, yeah, just most of them. You know, I mean, the problem is the police state, not the police. The problem is centralized power in Washington. And obviously the solution is not to centralize even more power in Washington, but to try to break up the power that's already there. And, of course, a lot of the violence, a lot of the crimes have to do with drugs and the war on drugs. And as libertarians, the correct approach there is for the government to basically surrender in this war. It cannot win. In fact, the war is escalating exactly because of what the government is doing.
You're right. We're going to fail like Mexico.
We need to criminalize these nonviolent crimes and let people choose how they want to live their lives.
We need to pull the ripcord. Europac.com, also Schiff Gold. Schiff, I'm not going to go over all your predictions that have come true. I think you're probably, this is true, I'll only guess I say this, the most accurate long-term, even short-term, on the economy. We're going to break in a few minutes, but what's big on your screen right now? What's the next shoe to drop? What's the state of the economy?
Well, you know, as you just mentioned earlier, gold prices continue to rise. We're about $1,360 an ounce. This is the highest we've been this year. Silver prices now, I've talked about silver quite a bit on your show over the years. We're now above $20 an ounce on silver. More importantly, the gold-silver ratio has turned decisively now in silver's favor. And typically when silver prices are advancing on gold, it's indicative of a bull market, which benefits both metals. But, you know, my own personal radar, what's new in the gold world is my gold company, Schiff Gold, has now agreed to merge with Gold Money in a joint venture between the two companies. And we just announced this today that they're acquiring my company. We're going to be working together.
Congratulations.
Of our clients and shareholders. And, yeah, I would encourage all of your listeners to listen to the video blog that we will be posting either later today or Monday on my website at Schiff Gold, or also on my YouTube channel, to have Josh Crum and I are discussing the synergies and what we're hoping to achieve.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about where you see the economy going, where you see gold going, and more as we look into Peter Schiff's crystal ball straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. I see in my crystal ball civil war if we don't avert it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Those of us that are on the air have a responsibility to common sense and to tell them the truth. And so for these decades, they denied the World Government Project. They denied the Euro tyranny. It was our job to tell the truth and be ridiculed. Like Nigel Farage said last week when he spoke to the EU Parliament, he said, "You used to laugh at me when I came in here and said we were going to expose you. You're not laughing now." And now there are movements in all 30 EU countries to leave. It's estimated most will, and the euro will probably fall. But regardless, we are headed into some very tumultuous times right now. Peter Schiff, Euro-Pacific Capital, one of the most accurate predictors so far I've seen. Long term, I'm not going to go over all of the things he's predicted accurately, but here we are now. We have other news up on InfoWars.com. Black Democrat Sheriff Obama Hillary fueling war on cops to exploit hysteria. Yes, the question is why? To distract from their agenda. Man arrested for allegedly shooting at police officer in Georgia. show. We're seeing all sorts of copycat, bizarre behavior intensifying there. Wow. But getting back to the economy, back to Deutsche Bank, back to the British exit, Peter Schiff, looking geopolitically at the economy, looking at what's happening here, looking at the fake growth rates that themselves are bad enough, what is the true state of the world economy right now? And then what else is big that you're looking at?
It is extremely, extremely precarious. You know, the world sits atop a house of cards erected by central banks, the chief architects being the bankers over here, but certainly the central bankers in Europe and Japan, China, they're all part of the game. They're playing the same game. And unfortunately, it's not going to end well for most people. In fact, we were talking a little bit before the break about gold and silver. What's significant about today's rise, in fact, silver prices are up better than 40 cents an ounce as I speak. But the knee-jerk reaction to today's stronger-than-expected non-farm payroll numbers was to sell gold and sell silver, because in the past, when we got better-than-expected jobs news, even though the news is, of course, lousy if you look beneath the headlines, but any time the headline number was higher than expected, people would sell gold and silver because the idea is that, well, this means the Fed rate hike is more likely to come sooner than later. But I think more and more people now realize that it doesn't matter what the jobs numbers are, the Fed ain't hiking rates. In fact, I think the Fed has already started its easing cycle. I think it communicated that to anybody who could read between the lines, and it's not that hard to
do. Sure, what about Europe talking about negative?
Oh, yeah, well, they're going to – look, they have nothing left. I think all they're going to do now is try to change their rhetoric and try to talk about not raising rates. Then they'll talk about cutting rates. Then they'll eventually cut them, and then they'll take them negative. But I think also somewhere along the way, they're going to restart their QE campaign. I think QE4 is going to be bigger than QE1, 2, and 3 combined, and it's going to be all, even more destructive to the standard.
I was about to say, won't it be impossible to hide that?
In gold and silver.
Won't it be impossible to hide that level of inflation, and that will translate to gold and silver?
Yeah, I mean, look, most people know there's inflation. They don't believe the government numbers, or they don't even know about the government numbers. All they know is the cost of living is going up. Food is more expensive. Their utility bills are higher. Their rent is going up.
Everything is.
Health insurance premiums are going up. But, Alex, we ain't seen nothing yet. When it comes to inflation, this is just the beginning. The price increases that Americans have been enduring are only going to get much, much worse. They're going to turn up the heat. The government's going to try to claim that all this is good for us, that they saved us from a falling cost of living, and instead we should be happy that everything is more expensive. But nobody is going to welcome a higher cost of living. And your best defense against that, as I said, is to protect yourself, to get out of your dollars, to diversify internationally. I've been telling your listeners all year why they need to get into foreign stocks and out of the dollar. The returns have been absolutely incredible on our foreign stock portfolios. I mean, just enormous precious metals, gold-related stocks. I mean, and I think this is just the beginning of a big process, but people can't wait much longer given this, what you've missed out on if you just haven't been involved the last
Well, sure. Let's talk about timetables. You like to go out on limbs, but you like to be somewhat specific. Just around your own table, at talking to folks at your company or talking to your brother or talking to family that I work with you, what's the real prospectus in Peter Schiff's mind? I mean, there's no way this bubble goes on forever. It's already collapsing many areas. You've got all sorts of countries in turmoil with food riots, and Venezuela is basically almost a cannibalism. You've got all sorts of insanity taking place in the Middle East. Third worlds are collapsing. They're flooding the West. Western governments are opening the door to unskilled, diseased people. I mean, it just seems like a death wish from our leaders. So how bad is it, and what's the timetable?
It's worse than you could imagine. You know, Brexit is just a small example of the problem that, the global financial system could be so impacted by this decision that in a healthy economy with a healthy financial system, it really would be no big deal. But because we don't have a healthy financial system, because we have this bubble, that's why this is a problem. But look, more and more people, mainstream people, I'm hearing people talk who now realize that this is the ninth inning of this thing, this whole experiment with Keynesianism and fiat money. It is very, very late in the game. The time is running out, right? The clock has been ticking and ticking, and it's going to stop. And you could see that. I mean, it's the day of reckoning is getting
closer. Sure, Ron Paul's big event, of course, you were his chief advisor running for president, financial advisor. What is the big event for new listeners? I mean, this thing can go different ways, but again, in Peter Schiff's mind, how's this big event probably get triggered?
No, it's a monetary collapse. When you see what happened to the pound sterling as a result of the Brexit vote, it dropped by 10%. Look, the real drop is not just going to be in the pound, but in all the world's fiat currencies, in particular the U.S. dollar, which is at the center of this whole, Frankenstein's monster when it comes to a monetary system, and it is going to implode. And this dollar crisis is going to make the financial crisis of 2008 look like a Sunday school picnic.
What's going on at Deutsche Bank?
The way it impacts people's standards of living.
Sure. What's going on at Deutsche Bank?
Well, look, I mean, that stock keeps sinking and sinking. You know, the stock is much lower than it was at the depths of the 08 financial crisis with the failure of Lehman Brothers when people thought, you know, everything would collapse. And this stock is trading substantially below where it was then. So even if you bought Deutsche Bank at the bottom of that decline, if you were dumb enough to hold it until today, you're way down. And the fact is, if these European banks are in so much trouble, the American banks can't be too much far behind. So this crisis is brewing. That's the reason the Fed can't raise rates. That's the reason they're going to cut rates and do QE, because they know how desperately they need to prop up these banks. Of course, we don't need it. We need these banks to fail. But the government needs to preserve this illusion, and so they have to keep the bubble inflating at all costs.
You know, Peter, when you see, not just here but in Europe, leftist presidents and leaders trying to sick mobs of people on the police, it's like something out of The Road Warrior. If the police start not responding, which is already happening in more than 10 major cities, from L.A. to Chicago to Philadelphia to Minneapolis, I mean, just all over, because they're getting shot at, not getting supported, then everything collapses, looting begins. Why would the social engineers be wanting to do that? I mean, are they wanting to hasten a collapse? I thought the Democrats would want to stall a collapse out until a Trump presidency and blame it on him. Or am I reading too much into this? They just have leftist ideology.
I think the Democrats are pretty sure that Hillary's got this in the bag. So I don't think they're planning on a Trump presidency. We'll see if the voters could surprise the pollsters just the way they did in the UK in voting for the Brexit. But, you know, there is going to be, I think, rioting and looting, especially when we have a currency collapse, because I think then you're going to have shortages. I think the government is going to impose price controls, and I think there's going to be a problem for people to get goods and services that are in short supply, and the government creating artificial shortages rather than allowing prices to find a true market level. But, you know, the politicians always come in and try to take advantage of a crisis and use it to expand their power and promise more government help is on the way from the crisis. But I think by then, people might have figured out that it's all this government help that is the problem. It's government that's the crisis. And the real solution is to get rid of government and go back to the free market principles that made America great in the first place.
Let me ask you this. Internal pollsters with Trump, who are very accurate folks, you know, they're not putting out pipe dreams. They say he's dead heat in most areas. In battleground states, he's 4 to 5 points, some areas 7 points ahead. But Hillary just keeps putting out fake polls saying she's winning by 15 points. You're an astute guy. I know there's a lot of election fraud involved. That gives her a lot of points. A lot of folks are embarrassed to say they're for Trump, so that kind of gives him a leg up in some respects. But I got to say, I mean, if Trump really does get rejected, then it shows that America almost deserves what it gets, because he's not perfect. I know you disagree with some of his economic policies. So do I, like the low interest rates. But at a certain point, I mean, if America rejects Trump, they almost deserve what they get.
Yeah, and, you know, if people don't know that Hillary is a crook based on what just happened with this FBI investigation, where basically, you know, they come clean about all the horrible things that she did, all the things, gross negligence, things that no rational person would have assumed you could do. She did all this stuff, and she lied repeatedly under oath to Congress. Yet despite all this, the FBI says, you know, we don't think there's any evidence here, because even though she did all this really bad stuff, we don't think she realized it was bad. And, you know, and the guy started talking about mens rea, which is your state of mind. And he said, you know, we don't punish people who don't realize they're doing something wrong. Yeah. What about my father? I mean, you know, my father believed 100% in what he was doing. He did not believe he was breaking any laws. He believed he was following the law and following the Constitution. But in his case, mens rea went out the window and they put him in jail as a political prisoner. Does any rational person believe that Hillary Clinton, a lawyer, a trained lawyer from a high-powered law firm who was 8 years the first lady of the United States, was a senator from New York, and then the Secretary of State does not realize that what she did was wrong, that having a private server unsecured in her own basement and using her own personal cell
phone about the tarmac
to communicate
meeting?
Top secret information, you know, from foreign countries, that she doesn't know that that's wrong. If she doesn't know that that's wrong, she is not only incompetent to be president, she shouldn't even be mayor of a small town, you know. But I think she knew exactly what she was doing, because she knew she's involved in so much illegal stuff with her and her husband, so many bribes and kickbacks and all kinds of stuff, that she wanted to hide her communications from the American public. And in so doing, she jeopardized the national security of the United States.
Sick.
She shouldn't be in the White House. She should be in the big house along with her husband.
Absolutely. And then just going back to your dad's case, we should talk more about that, just the evil. I knew your dad well, probably had dinner with him 10 times, on my show probably 100 times. Incredibly funny, incredibly smart guy. And I remember in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it was like the judge said, I will let you out and not give you a sentence, but do not sell this book anymore. It was like the federal mafia. And your dad said, no, it's my First Amendment right. And he spent, what was it, like 13 years or something in federal prison, wouldn't recant, and they wouldn't treat him for cancer.
Alex, they never actually offered to let him out. I mean, I don't know where you get that.
I was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal before they sent him.
Cancer, they wouldn't let him out.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they never offered. I mean, you know, my dad would never admit, but my dad didn't even want to get out of jail, on compassionate release. He wanted to get out on the merits. But despite that, I tried to get him out on compassionate release, and there was no compassion because they wanted him in jail. They wanted to keep him in jail because they didn't want him out because they wanted to make
sure,
an example.
Obviously, he's your dad. Say, hey, you know more about the case.
If you defy the American government.
Sure. Obviously, Peter, you know more about the case. I just remember back at the time having folks on about it. I mean, it was in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the judge at an earlier hearing said, look, you keep publishing this thing, we're going to put you in prison forever. And then your dad kept doing it. And then I remember at one of the hearings, it came back up, and he said, no, I'm going to keep doing it. But my point is, he was an incredible guy.
Never backed down. He stood firm for his rights and for his beliefs, and he paid the ultimate price for that. But once he was in jail this last time, they never offered to let him out.
Exactly. I'm just saying your dad was a hero. I'm just bringing up the fact that they did say, quit publishing it, we'll leave you alone, and he wouldn't do it. He was put in federal prison for his book. That is incredible.
Well, I think, that's part of it. I mean, obviously, that's not the crime that they charge him with. They trump up all these charges of, you know, tax evasion and things like that. But the reason he was in jail is the same reason any political prisoner is in jail in any corrupt regime anywhere in the world. It's, you know, governments want to silence the opposition. They want to make an example of somebody to try to keep the people in line.
You're absolutely right. But getting off your dad's case, very, very sad one, but also very encouraging one, how honorable he was. Look at the IRS persecution, though. And Obama never got in trouble for that. And MSNBC says, oh, yeah, right-wingers and libertarians deserve to be persecuted. I mean, have the Democrats not turned into like a brown shirt group of authoritarians?
They don't get in trouble for anything. We are no longer a nation of laws. We're a nation of men. And if you're the right man, or in this case, a woman, then you're above the law. The law only applies to the little people. And then again, not even if you're, you know, if you're doing the right thing, they take the law away from you. They take the protections away from us that are afforded by the Constitution. So we lose our constitutional rights, and the government ignores all the constitutional restrictions that limited their power. Right now they have unlimited power. And of course, they're corrupted. Absolutely.
Wow, Peter, I always say this to guests, but I've been asking some of the questions here. Looking at the world, what are some of the triggers for, instead of just a slide into inflation and, you know, a depression they never announced, but that we know we're under, what are some of the triggers? I mean, could it be cities going under, states going under, Puerto Rico and these so-called deals, the Brexit, Deutsche Bank? I mean, there's so many triggers
out
there.
These are all warning signs that there's too much debt. That is the commonality. You know, Puerto Rico is broke, but America is broke. Puerto Rico is just a small microcosm of the overall country that is even broker than Puerto Rico. And we've reached the tipping point. You know that when you have interest rates at zero, when you have all this quantitative easing, this shows you that we've reached the end of the rope, right? We've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. And how much more ridiculous can we get? I don't think much. There's, you know, I know people say, oh, Peter, years ago, you know, you were sounding the alarm. Yes, I know. I sounded the alarm early. But, you know, at least I knew enough to sound it. At least I knew enough to be alarmed. And the bottom line is, it's the people who protect themselves early that aren't going to be wiped out by this crisis. It's the people who don't know that it's coming. They're the ones that have the most to lose.
Sure.
They don't even know it yet. I mean, remember how much people were surprised by the 2008 financial crisis? Nobody in the mainstream saw that coming, even when we were on the eve of
it. But you predicted
it. This is a much bigger crisis, and they're going to be surprised even more, and they're not going to get bailed out next time.
Well, that was my next question. As domesticated as people are, what do they do when there's finally a really serious collapse or massive correction? I mean, it looks to me like the bubble's much bigger than it was 8 years ago. I mean, this is going to be explosive.
Of course it's much bigger. If they would have let it deflate 8 years ago, we would have had more short-term pain, but it would have been productive pain, and we would have built a viable recovery on a solid foundation. Instead, they blew more air into an even bigger bubble, and now the pain is going to be excruciating. You know, no problems have been solved. They've all been exacerbated. And yes, people need to take action now more than ever before to at least protect their wealth. That's all I can help you with. I can't help you, you know, do anything else, but at least I can help you preserve the value of your savings and your investments, whether it's using gold as an investment, whether it's using it as a form of savings, using the gold money platform, or just investing internationally in countries that are not so screwed up. Looking at New Zealand, looking at Switzerland, looking at Singapore, looking at Norway or Hong Kong or other countries. No.
All right, Peter Schiff, stay there. I got a few more questions on the other side of this quick break, and then I'm going to go into some overdrive with David Knight and take the phone calls from the folks that are holding and the latest on more police shootings now taking place around the country. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. By the way, we're going to have some live special reports this weekend, not just tape reports, because I think we're going to see more police shootings and things over the weekend. We're going to be here covering it at Infowars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
There's a man going around taking names.
There's a man going around taking names.
and he decides who to free and who to blame.
I got news.
Everybody won't be treated all
the same. All the weirdo leftists and socialists and
there'll be a gold
people left. Dreaming of Maoist takeovers. You're never going to get what you want, not here. This isn't Tsarist Russia. This isn't Venezuela. You're going to get your ass handed to you.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
I'm going to go ahead and host the next hour with Dave and Knight and take your calls. There's so much news. I'm going to do the whole hour. We're going to go to all the callers that are holding. Peter Schiff's our guest. Just very briefly, I was already doing a special this week, 20 to 40% off of all the very best storable foods, already the lowest price we have, powered by My Patriot at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Takes you right to those incredible storable foods, the shortwave radios, the solar power generators, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filters, the nutraceuticals, the supplements. It's all 20 to 40% off, plus 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on things that are obviously reordered and cyclical, like supplements and coffee and things, and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And your purchase and the profit we make off a Hillary for Prison shirt or off a Brain Force or off a Secret 12 or off a Supermel Vitality or off a X2, that's 20% off right now, by the way, but it's about to sell out. That funds what we're doing here that is really historical. The average CNN show has about 200,000 viewers now. Their top one's about 500,000. Fox top shows, 3-4 million. We have rated on AM and FM affiliates over 3 million a day just on regular radio and TV. We're on a lot of cable systems now, TV stations, you name it. We have on average millions of views a day just on our YouTube channel. It's not mentioning all the others. Facebook million today. I mean, it's sick. We're reaching 28 million people a week now, one way or another. Half of them in the U.S. A lot of ad agencies say, well, why do you, oh, it's terrible. Only half that audience is in the U.S. That's where you make your money. We're not about money. Money funds us to get the word out worldwide against globalism. We're a free market. We're not ashamed of money, but our goal is to defeat the New World Order, the gun grabbers, everybody else. Obama's got a lot of nerve stirring all this stuff up and then stirring up Black Lives Matter, giving all these speeches and then coming out and blaming the Second Amendment and saying police should reform as if cops in Dallas are to blame for a cop shooting a black guy in the back or whatever in Minnesota. I mean, that's crazy. Peter Schiff, in closing, I wish you and others were wrong, but economics don't lie. A day of reckoning is coming. It's already happening in most areas of the world. Outside, you know, the furthest this can push, how long can their hanky-panky and weird manipulations cover up the fact we're in a global depression? How long can this go on, Peter Schiff?
Well, look, the fact that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee shows you that this is running out. The fact that Bernie Sanders got so much support among Democrats shows you how disgusted the rank and file, people are. The fact that the British, despite all the powers that be from all around the world telling them that all hell would break loose if they voted to leave, they did it anyway, because I guess they figured it was already hell. So let's take a shot. So things that are happening now that you can see is evidence that the wheels are coming off this bus. And, you know, how long it's going to take exactly, I'm not smart enough to know. I'm just smart enough to know that it's happening. And hopefully enough people are smart enough to agree with me and, more importantly, to do something about it. Just don't watch it happen. Do something about it. Because if you don't do something about it now and then there's a collapse and all you can do is, I wish I would have, could have, should have. I wish I would have, you know, listened to Peter Schiff or Alex Jones. Don't have those regrets. Take action now.
That's right. I mean,
at least you won't have to be.
It was all over the news. It was all over the news at the time. How much did your investors make in 2008 when you predicted all that? It was huge.
In what?
I mean, 2008, your investors, I remember it was in the news. They just.
Now, 2008 was a tough year. You know, we made money in 2007 in the subprime.
That's what I meant. 2007, your predictions really were amazing.
In 2007, we did really well. 2008, though, it was a very bad year. 2009 was a fantastic year because the dollar went down. See, when the dollar goes up, my strategy is to invest internationally. And so when the dollar goes up, and if you have investments around the world, then they're going to go down. And
also, sure, sure. Peter, amazing. Thank you. Fourth hour right now. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6.